I just ask you for my nation. In Jesus' name, I ask for America. I call her by name. I present her to the Father.
And we will make America great again. Thank you, Arizona. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Come on. far distant land of common sense, a place where we all once lived, you'll find the Conservative College with Professor Toto. It is here where the foundational principles of our great republic are still taught and true patriots are still educated in the hallowed halls of this school of hope. Just like the iconic puppy from The Wizard of Oz, who found great joy in pulling back the curtain on the lies of the wizard, so does Professor Toto. Grab your seats and welcome to the Conservative College. Class begins now.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Wake up. Good evening. It is 8 o'clock central here on the beautiful Gulf Coast of Mississippi, and I am your humble, neighborhood-friendly, fluffy professor, Professor Toto, and night school has officially begun. You have found the hallowed halls of the safest place in the world for true conservatives, restorationists, people that believe in freedom, liberty, and justice for all. Good evening to you. Tonight's show is jam-packed, so I'm going to get right into our class tonight. We have so much that we're going to talk about. I really don't know how I'm going to have time for it all tonight, but a lot of great information, a lot of great I told you so's coming your way tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, the title of tonight's class is The President is Perfectly Positioned. When we're done with tonight's class, all your little fears and all of your little what ifs, they are going to find their way into the cubbyhole of faith. And you're going to know that what Yahweh said through Kim Clement so many decades ago now, a decade ago, about this man will come to pass. In spite of all the plans of the enemy, they will come to pass. And I will do an afterglow tonight, so stay with me after the class. And then I'm going to update you about my trip to Miami, show you some videos. I just returned from Miami, where according to CNN, there was only 20 people outside. That's right. That is exactly what CNN reported. There was only 20 people outside. I'm going to show you the video tonight where there were thousands of people all the way around that huge complex as far as the eye could see. But before we get started tonight, there are some heroes that I want to recognize. Before we get into the nuts and bolts, I want to take you just outside of Detroit, Michigan, and I want to show you a victory, common sense victory, right outside of Detroit, Michigan. Matter of fact, I will be in Detroit on the 26th of this month, I believe, to be part of the Republican dinner there for President Trump. He will be there. And I have made a decision to help get President Trump over the finish line. I plan to be at as many Trump rallies and Trump events as I can afford to go to until the inauguration. So I've made up my mind. I've been with him from day one. And I plan to be with him on January the 6th in 2025. And then, January the 20th, I plan to be standing there when we can all celebrate. But here is some heroes in the city of, I don't know how to pronounce the name of this city. It looks like Hamtramck or Hamtramck, Michigan. Do you know they voted today to ban the pride flag from their city? Now, this is wonderful news. This is citizens getting involved, making a difference in their community, showing up. But here is what was alarming to me. Now, this was alarming. The reason they passed this is because 50% of their city is Muslim. And the council members said that while LGBTQ people are welcome in the city, flying the flag would disrespect the religious freedom or the religious tendencies of the Muslims. Well, what about the Christians? Hello? But you see, they know that Christians don't believe in the Bible anymore. We don't believe in the law of God. The Muslims believe that God still has a law, that the commandments are still holy and should be lived by. So they actually stand up against sin. It's sad when the Muslim population can get more accomplished in their cities than the Christian population can. Do you know why that is? Christianity doesn't believe in sin anymore. Christians don't believe in abominations. They believe in tolerance. They believe in acceptance. Therefore, everybody knows we're a joke, so we don't get anything accomplished. But the Muslims, on the other hand, they know what's holy and unholy. So you know what? My hat's off. I tilt my hat to the Muslim population of however you pronounce that city for making a change in your city. Much to our chagrin, much to the shame of the Christian population that can't seem to get anything accomplished. The Muslims can. You know why? People know what they stand for. Christians don't stand for anything anymore. We just love Jesus. Anyway, I digress. I will not preach tonight. Okay? All right. So that's great news. And there's more great news. Let me show you this. In another city here in America where people are making a difference. That's right, Noel Hartzog. Let me show you this story. This is, y'all got to see this now. This is people that's getting fed up with this stuff being forced in their faces. The school LGBTQ pride celebration was destroyed by students. And these students were chanting, our pronouns are USA, USA. That was in Burlington. Can y'all believe it? Massachusetts? Folks, I'm telling you, social conservatism, according to the polls, is on the rise. They are awakening a sleeping giant. They are tired of this being forced in our faces. Leave it in your bedroom. Go in your bedroom and be whatever you want to be, darling. Just go in there and you can be a turtle. You can be a snake. Be whatever you want to be. And go hide. Just go hide. Okay? And get it out of our faces. I don't care if you want to kiss a dog. Get in your bedroom and do it and leave it out of my face and out of my children's face. So I really thank God for these communities that are stepping up. Now, I want to say this to all you parents watching me tonight. 20 years ago, if you were a homeschool parent, you were weird. I'm going to make you a prediction now. If you don't become a homeschooled parent in the next 5 years, you will not recognize your children. They'll come home telling you what sex they are, that you will not even recognize your children in the next 5 years. It's going to become the moral obligation of every church in this nation to provide a free school for their children to come to. I'm telling you, that's on my heart for my church. I'm trying to rack my brain how to make it happen. But it's going to become an obligation. That's the world we're living in right now. So we have more great news tonight, if you can take it. I know you get tired of hearing all the great news on my show, because if you listen to the mainstream media, the sky is falling. No. I know who controls the sky. So Donald Trump just had a major victory over in liberal Democrat world. And I want to read that article to you real quick, just so you can know that there is still hope. In the city of, in New York, the suburb of New York, they just dropped, Westchester County just dropped the criminal charges against Donald Trump. Roca is a Democrat. They investigated Trump. They determined that there was no crimes committed and all charges will not be processed. So thank the Lord for one victory. We'll take whatever we can get. Amen. Before we go any further, two quick announcements. Professor Toto will have a Celebrate America tour on July the 1st and July the 2nd. July the 1st, right here in Gulfport, Mississippi, right outside of Waveland at our land, there will be a huge Celebrate America Day, July the 1st. If you live within 2 or 3 hours of here, we want you to come. It's a Celebrate America Day. We're going to have music. We're going to have sack races, tug of war, canoe races, kayaking, fishing. We're going to have fireworks galore, bonfires. We're going to be decorated. You're going to love what you experience at Celebrate America in Gulfport, Mississippi, July the 1st. We will start at 4 o'clock in the evening when it cools down. We'll have watermelons everywhere, food everywhere. We'll start at 4 and we'll go till as late in the night as we can, fireworking and just having a bonfire, enjoying one another, patriots coming together to celebrate America. So if you're watching, you live within 3 to 4 hours of here, why don't you plan to come for Celebrate America Day? And there will be a political speech from Professor Toto on July the 1st. Now, then the next day, I will take off and go to Illinois. I will be in Illinois on July the 2nd. That will be in Troy, Illinois, I believe. I can't zoom that in. But they're going to start there at noon and go until 9 o'clock. That's Troy, Illinois at the Tri-Township Park. Why don't you come and be with us starting at noon? We'll be there till 9 o'clock that night. It's going to be marvelous. Oh, and by the way, the one here in Gulfport, we're going to have homemade ice cream. We're going to have apple pie, homemade ice cream. It's going to be Americana. And I believe the one in Illinois is going to have Americana everywhere. You don't want to miss it, okay? So make sure you come and see us at those great events. Well, I want to show you what the president said. He has raised so much money, $6.6 million, and his poll numbers are surging since the political entrapment. If you have not donated to President Trump, make sure you do. All right, folks, it's my favorite time of the show. It is time for me to sing this song. Sing you a little song. The old country song goes sort of like this.
3, 2, 1.
I told you so. I told you so. I told you so.
I told you so.
Told you so.
Hot diggity diggity dog.
I told you so. I told. I told you so, and I did. 2 days ago in Miami, Florida, I went live on Fakebook and a few other places, and I made a prediction. I told you about a rule called Rule 29, and I explained to you what would begin to happen immediately. I'd like to play just a 2-minute clip for you from that prediction, and I'll come right back and show you how it's being fulfilled exactly as we told you. The birthday gift for Donald Trump was an Uh-oh. Hold on. I'm sorry. Let me do that again. Let's do that again. I apologize. Let's do that again. Here we go. I'll do it one more time. This time we'll get it right. If you don't know about Rule 29, you need to. So let me teach you about it. Number one, today in federal court, every other case that is pending against Donald Trump, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, Fannie in Georgia, all of these secret fantasies were placed on adjournment today. Okay? Now, this is big. Here's why this is big. Remember, the Alvin Bragg case was already almost out of time for the statute of limitation. Because of some little weakness in the law, they were able to push it through and extend that statute of limitation. So the statute will probably run out on the Bragg case. Everything is on adjournment now. Letitia James said today, she... All right, folks, here we go. We told you that all of the cases would go into adjournment, which is wonderful news for the clock, wonderful news for Donald Trump. And ladies and gentlemen, from her own mouth.
Special counsel has asked for a speedy trial for this. Is this going to intersect with your case at all? How is everybody going to manage the calendar here?
So in all likelihood, I believe that my case, as well as DA Bragg and the Georgia case, will unfortunately have to be adjourned pending the outcome of the federal case. So it all depends upon the scheduling of this particular case.
I told you so. And who's in charge of scheduling? You already know if you know about Rule 29. If you don't know about Rule 29, go to fhtv.tv right there. And it's right there, Rule 29. It's also on Rumble, YouTube. Study Rule 29. Let that be your strength. Know, we had more great news today, you guys. We were a little worried that Judge Cannon might recuse herself because of the previous issue that she had with Donald Trump and the court that struck her down for the special master. We was a little worried. We found out today she's in the battle. She is not recusing herself at all. We found out that she actually issued her first ruling in this trial are in this case today. So we still have Judge Cannon. And like we told you, all of these other cases will now go into adjournment. And I'm not going to explain what all that means tonight because I'm running out of time, but you can find that information on Rule 29. Something else has come out today that is very important. There is a possibility that the motion to dismiss this case before Judge Cannon, which she can do, and nobody can do nothing about it. But there would have to be a reason for it. I want you to listen to Donald Trump's former attorney, Timothy Parlator. He was the criminal defense attorney for Trump. He spoke with Laura Ingraham last night, and he is sounding an alarm on prosecutorial misconduct. Listen to what he had to say. I'll be right back. And then listen at the end, because many of you are believing this scare tactic that if it doesn't work in Miami, they're going to get him in New Jersey. No, they're not. It would be double jeopardy. He explains it. Listen.
You're a former attorney for President Trump. Tim, it's great to see you tonight. Now, what do you make of the tactics of Garland's DOJ, especially with the attorney-client privilege question?
You know, litigating these types of cases against DOJ, as I usually do, this team acted so radically different from every professional U.S. attorney's office that I've ever dealt with. They've shown no regard whatsoever for attorney-client privilege. And it's more than just the issue of Evan Corcoran. You know, there was, I went before the grand jury myself, not subpoenaed. I went involuntarily instead of a custodian of records.
Why did you go involuntarily?
They wanted to hear about the searches that we did for additional documents. They wanted some staffer from Mar-a-Lago to go down who wasn't going to be able to really talk about it. So I voluntarily went in because, as a criminal lawyer, the opportunity to speak directly to the grand jury, I wanted that opportunity. 45 separate times. I can't make that number up. I actually counted them. 45 separate times they asked me about my conversations with my client. And at one point, we kept getting into this fight because they kept implying, oh, you're keeping this from the grand jury. You won't let them know this. No, the ethics rules prohibit me from saying this.
Well, unless there, I mean, there are some exceptions to the attorney-client privilege, such as, which they rely on in this indictment, the crime fraud exception.
Right.
But how they determined whether there was a probable cause for a crime to have occurred here, that's in question as well. And we don't have the documents on how they filed those motions, do we?
Correct. And, you know, what they actually did when I was there is they said one of the exceptions is waiver. Well, if President Trump's being so cooperative, why won't he waive privilege and let you tell us all about his conversations? When they go to the crime fraud exception, as you mentioned there, the litigation over Evan Corcoran's notes, that all happened in the context of grand jury where they made a motion, we had to respond to it. We weren't allowed to read their motion because it's covered under grand jury secrecy. We responded to it as best we could. They put in their reply, which we couldn't see. Go into the hearing. We made the argument. Turn to the government. Government, how do you respond? Tell them to leave the room. We got kicked out. We come back in. Well, how do you respond to what they just said? Jim Trustee's sitting there saying, respond to what? I don't know what to say.
What are we responding to?
And so ultimately, you get a decision, which even that we couldn't really read, because most of that was redacted, saying that there is this crime fraud exception, and so all of a sudden Evan's notes go over to the government.
What would have happened if they didn't have those notes?
To me,
how critical were those notes to this prosecution?
To me, those notes are, they don't reveal anything seriously critical. What they do reveal is ordinary attorney-client communications, which they then used to try and taint the grand jury. They then used to put into their indictment things that should never be said outside of an attorney-client communication setting to try to separate Evan Corcoran from the legal team so he becomes a witness instead of a lawyer.
They wanted to turn him against President Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
How poisonous is this to the legal process if you can't, especially someone like the president who's been such a target for so many years, you can't actually hire attorneys and expect that the government's not going to try to flip them against you using whatever means necessary.
The precedent that Jack Smith is trying to set here is that when clients ask us questions, they didn't go to law school, and they have to ask us, what are we allowed to do? What do we have to do? And in this case, President Trump says, hey, I read about Hillary Clinton and her lawyer, David Kendall, deleted 33,000 emails.
Yeah.
Can we do the same thing? And under Jack Smith's rule, any question the client asks, if we say, no, you can't do that, that's a crime.
Oh, my God. I mean, this just upends all of attorney-client privilege ethics rules that I ever learned in law school.
It does. And this is one
my
of the
God.
Things. I believe this case, there's going to be serious litigation in the pretrial stage over prosecutorial misconduct by this team, which could entirely upend this case. We may never get to a trial. We may never actually have to address any of the substantive issues because of the misconduct of Jack Smith and his team.
Do you believe that he has a backup plan to go after the president in New Jersey, where his Bedminster Club is? That was floated today on CNN and elsewhere.
I don't believe. I mean, it's something that they already put in this indictment about that that conversation. They've never found a document that would be mm-hmm. associated with that conversation. And so to try and bring that as a separate case there.
So that would be double jeopardy. Okay, guys. So no, the Bedminster thing's not going to work. We have a serious prosecutorial misconduct thing here. And Judge Cannon is going to hear all about it. When they make their motion to dismiss, She is going to hear everything that you just heard. And her job is to protect the rule of law. There's no doubt about it. Now, I want to take you over to the enemy's camp, because they heard about this attorney saying that the case has to be dismissed. So they got him on their show, I think CNN maybe. And listen how that went.
So, Tim, I was wondering if you could expand on that. What are the issues that you think would lead to this case never going to trial?
Well, the biggest issue, Andy, is, of course, prosecutorial misconduct. This is a case where you have prosecutors who have consistently demonstrated lack of ethics and, you know, willingness to lie to federal judges in sealed proceedings, willingness to, in the grand jury, openly suggest to the jurors that they may take the invocation of constitutional rights as evidence of guilt. These are just some of the things that we saw.
Tim, can I just interrupt you? With respect to the grand jury, how do you know what happened and what was represented with respect to the grand jury, since that's usually secret?
Because I was in the room. It happened right in front of me. And I do not believe for one second that these prosecutors acted totally ethically and properly throughout all of these other witnesses, and then the moment that I walked in the room, they just totally dissembled and started acting unethically in my presence. If anything, they would have acted on their best behavior when I was in the room.
So, Tim, what exactly did you see, and what?
45 separate times. I know it sounds like I made that number up, but 45 separate times they tried to get into attorney-client privileged information. And frequently, when the question was asked about conversations between attorney and client, they would turn to the grand jury and say, so you're refusing to provide that information to the grand jury. And at a certain point, a further exchange ensued where the prosecutor says, well, isn't it possible to waive the privilege? And if President Trump is being so cooperative, why won't he waive the privilege and allow you to tell the jury about his conversations with you? That's totally improper. Andy, I know that you know if that happened during a jury trial, it'd be a mistrial right there.
Tim, I'd love to keep talking about this.
She said, I'd love to keep talking about this, but we need to move on. I bet you do, because the entire trial is a sham, and any legitimate judge is going to dismiss this case, and Donald Trump will get the last laugh. Donald Trump will pardon himself from the White House. You can write it down. You can believe it, because it's going to happen. And no matter what they do, no matter what they say, they know they cannot stop it. After tonight's class, I'm going to upload a video to my FHTV channel. And the title is going to shock you. But it is time for you to be educated. I'm going to prove to you in that lesson, I'm not going to do it now, running out of time quickly, but I prove in that lesson that yes, the old saying that no one is above the law is not true. I'm going to prove to you in that class, you can watch it, I'll upload it tonight, that the president is above the law. I know it sounds shocking, but if you will take 20 minutes and listen to my class, that the president is above the law, it will forever take this lie out of your mind. You need to know this truth. Now, I want to show you what they did to Donald Trump. The 45th president of the United States of America. I want to show you how lopsided your news is, so that you know, when somebody tells you, y'all are making this stuff up, you know, there's nobody's against y'all, then listen to what Jesse Waters had to say, and I'll be right.
Former president was arrested by his rival for the first time in American history, and he spoke about it for the very first time. There's nothing more newsworthy than that. But the media doesn't want to cover the news. They want to cover that up. And this isn't about misinformation. Rachel Maddow broadcasts dangerous misinformation for a living. She said Trump colluded. She said COVID vaccines stopped transmission. She said Hunter's laptop was a hoax. This isn't about protecting viewers from misinformation, because every politician says stuff that isn't true. You can't censor one and let everybody else speak live. But that's what they're going to do. That's how the media is going to cover Trump this election. They're just not going to cover him. They're going to skew him for you. And this has never been done before in American media history. And this is because the media doesn't trust you, the American viewer, to make up your own mind. You're not smart enough to know what's true and what's not. Rachel and Jake are smarter than you. So they'll censor Trump and then tell you what to think afterwards.
Who would have ever dreamed that the biggest story of the decade, of the century, that the man accused of the crime is going to make a public statement and you're not going to put that on the news? I mean, folks, really? I mean, this is what we mean when we tell you that you cannot, the trust in this nation is gone. And let me show you why that is.
Media Research Center finds that over a four-day span last week, CBS, NBC, and ABC's morning and evening shows spent 0 seconds on the Biden bribery allegations. Meanwhile, they spent nearly 5 hours on the indictment of President Trump.
That 0 seconds on this Biden mess, zero. On the day that we found out that Biden was paid $10 million to help sway U.S. policy with audio tapes to prove it, the day we find that out, there is zero coverage. Did you hear me? Zero coverage. None whatsoever. This is where we are in America. Now, this is what this gentleman says about this, and I concur.
Well, first of all, I'm not involved in either of the committees that are dealing with this, but we did get a briefing from James Comer, who you're having on later this morning, and the allegations are actually very serious and I believe verified by the whistleblowers. This is not just a rumor now. This is now verified. And I have to tell you that this may raise to the level of treason, because the president should act in the interest of the United States of America. He obviously is not. Now, to the media coverage, that's what we expect. The media is in the hip pocket of the progressive left. And it is very hard for conservatives today in America, absent Fox and a few other specialized media outlets, to get any news. So how does the American public get their news? Your worldview depends on where you get your news today.
Depends your news today, folks. That is so true. We no longer have a media in this nation that we can trust. Let me give you an example. That is the example. The story of a sitting president with unexplainable $10 million paid for what? And there is zero coverage, but that's the day we choose to indict Donald Trump. And then when they ask Joe Biden about it, he laughs and says, "Where's the money?" That is an interesting question, Joe.
Who knows, when I read the document, one thing that jumped out to me was the confidential human source is telling the foreign national, he says, "Hey, you might want to stay away from the Bidens or shady folks," is basically what he said. And then the foreign national says back to the source, he says, "Not to worry, we use so many bank accounts, they'll never find us." And I thought the key line, David, was he said, "And we never paid the big guy directly." Right. Now, that's the second time someone's used that term. And this time it's someone who's on the paying end. The other time we heard about it was someone on the receiving end, a partner of Hunter Biden. So we have people on both sides of the equation using that same term. And it sort of raises the fundamental question. If the big guy isn't Joe Biden, who is it?
Well, to the point of the many bank accounts and the suggestion by that informant that it's gone through so many different bank accounts, it would take 10 years to unravel a thing.
Right.
Then you had the president joking about it at that question was shouted to him about where the money. He said, where's the money? He joked about where's the money. I mean, it's almost like he knows that it's so well hidden that they're never going to find it.
And not one news media outlet reported on it. Not one. Where's the money? That's a joke. We don't know where the money is, Joe, because the secret documents that we've gotten tells us it was so well hidden, it would take us 10 years to find the money. So where's the money is a joke. I want to show you now. I'm gonna end my little spiel with proof. I want to show you what I taught you about a month ago. When I told you that if Donald Trump would have done like Richard Nixon and went home and been quiet, they would never have arrested him. If that's not the weaponization of our Justice Department, I don't know what is. Now, for those that's watching that says, oh, you're just being partial to your side. Well, hold on, because I'm about to bring you into the dark territory of MSNBC. Yes, you must watch MSNBC for a moment. I apologize. I want you to listen where they admit what I've been teaching you.
What would Donald Trump do to avoid jail time? I literally suppose that he would do anything. I mean, this is a crime he could only commit because he was in high public office. Spiro Agnew used that as a get out of jail free card. It was not just that he was vice president. It was that prosecutors assumed he was about to become president because Nixon was teetering. They were right. And in order to keep Agnew out, they traded him essentially jail time for his resignation.
Did you hear? Did you hear her say it? Or do I need to? I don't want to put y'all back through that again. She said Agnew was about to be president. They threaten him with criminal charges. He gets out and goes home. They drop charges. Folks, they just admit that's what they want from Donald Trump. They want him to take his marbles, go home, and let them have their swamp back. Everything around you is a lie. Everything around you is a lie. The only truth in this world, the only truth is the Word of God. That's the last thing we have left that any of us can believe in. And now I'm going to switch gears. And I want to talk to you about the other things that governments around the world are doing called central banks. I'm fixing to bring an expert, our in-house expert, on this subject of central banking. He has released some news. I saw some slide presentations that my friend has put out. And I've asked him to come here tonight and reveal to you, the patriots, what's going on in your pocketbook. What's going on at your ATM? He's going to give you some breaking news tonight about what you can look for at your ATM very soon. And more importantly, how you can protect yourself from this. It is our in-house expert that we all love, that we all trust. And it's my good friend, Mr. Bob Reed. Welcome, Bob.
Well, it's good to be here, Brother Shane. I don't know if you can hear me. I don't see myself.
I can. I can hear you and I can see you.
Okay. Now I can see me. Okay. You know, sometimes this technology, it just gets beyond us, doesn't it?
It does. It truly does.
It's so good being back with you. And, you know, what a powerful show that you had here tonight.
Thank you, sir.
It shows everything that we patriots, we Americans, really need to know. And why, you know, part of why you and I came together a number of years ago, but in particular, this past couple of years, talking about God's money and carrying the message out and you sharing with your audience and your patriots out there, how we can help one another. And what you're talking about is something I delivered to my group, a few weeks ago, over the past few weeks. And central banks, I don't know if you have the slides that you want to kind of show up.
I can get them real quick. You keep talking and I'll try to go get them for you.
Yeah. Or I don't know if you can let me share my screen, but I can pop them up on the screen real quick for you if I have that capability.
I don't know how to do that. So I'll run download them.
Let me just start talking then. About these subjects that are so important for us all to understand, and why it's important for everyone to have gold and silver. And through the program that you're delivering, that I came to you, that and we spoke, you've done all the investigations. We've already helped so many thousands of people, and we just need to help everyone else. And people just need to have a little faith. People need to take that step in faith here. Knowing that you can't get hurt, you can only help yourself by learning about gold and silver, about God's money, real money. And it's more important than ever. And if they go to, your God's money .info
yes.
website, and they will be able to see this. But let me point out why. In particular, everybody's hearing about gold and silver everywhere. Now it's all over the place. All you have to do is just kind of keep your eyes and ears open somewhere, but in the financial community. But let me just tell you about the recent Gallup poll of 2023, what Americans perceive as best long-term investment this is percent. Now, this has changed dramatically over this last 10 years, because nowhere did gold ever get in to this top prayer. So it's telling everybody that everybody's becoming aware, even the wealthy, if the wealthy in countries and banks are putting all their money into gold, all available money they have, and they're putting it into gold.
What slide do you want first? I've got your slides. Which one do you want first?
I'm going to talk about that Gallup poll first. I'm going to just give the results if you got it. It's the perceived best long-term investment with or without a cryptocurrency option. All that means is that they gave the choice of with crypto included and without crypto included. Talk about it without crypto included, because that's a whole nother subject. So with that, 38% of Americans in the Gallup poll, the recent Gallup poll, the current Gallup poll said real estate is your best option. Now, that's true. If you got paid up real estate, you're not in debt. Because if you're in debt, the debtor owns it. You don't own it. But if you own paid up a real estate, that's a definite real asset. But guess what comes in number two at 25% now? Gold. Stocks and bonds, only 15%. Stocks, mutual funds, mutual funds. Savings account, CDs, only 9%. Bonds, 7%. Uh-oh. Wow. Has things changed? Well, that's what we want to wake up our American patriots. Look, I'm not a financial advisor. I've just got 35 years of experience in gold and silver. We talked about it many, many times before. But let's go to some of the recent reports that I stay up with. And let's look and see what JP Morgan's top headline was just a recent. Gold is money. Everything else is just credit. JP Morgan. That's a headline. I'm going to give you some of these headlines real quick here. And then you can take a pallet of gold bars, just pallets of them. And what you're going to find out is if you want to protect yourself against inflation, the Fed's next move, and all this globalization of currencies and what's happening around the world, then, look at what the world's biggest investors are doing. They're richer and more powerful than all the billionaires in the world combined. What are they investing in? Gold. They're stacking gold. They're stacking it by pallets in their vaults. Okay. Central banks and countries. That's who I'm talking about. And those real wealthy people. Why they want to protect their wealth. And so you look at what the Wall Street Journal recent headline. Central banks have binged on gold this year. Now they're reporting over 2022 because central banks have purchased more tons of gold over this year of 2022. And it still went over in 2023, in the first quarter of 2023. And even a little country of Singapore bought 68 tons of gold. That's the mass authority of Singapore, and that's the central bank authority, the monetary authority of Singapore, mass, and central banks' goals this past year hit record levels in the history of central banks buying and acquiring gold and keeping gold, and you know it just shows that if you like the World Council in the first three quarters of 2022, the central banks purchased 463 tons of gold. So where are the banks getting this money? That's our money, and they're putting it in gold. So if they're putting our money in gold, what do you think we ought to put our money into? We ought to put it in gold and silver. And our program where we teach people about gold and silver, we teach them about things they've never been taught about. It allows the even people of every economic class to acquire gold and silver at dealer cost. They can buy it incremental and buy $10 a week. And we have a but we got to learn about gold and silver. Central banks purchases and it is part of the key of where is all the gold going. Well, let's look at silver too, because silver's been manipulated so much, but guess what? That's about to change. And you know, in history, you know, the amount of silver it took to buy an ounce of gold was a lot less than what it is today. So that tells us something about gold and silver and that ratio and about that manipulation that's been going on for so many years of recent. You know, today it takes approximately 85 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. And we're just talking about approximate equivalence. Whereas, you know, in the historical past, that average was about 47 times less than this. It's really out of whack. You know, it's 47-1 was the historical, is the 20th century average. So you know, we are seeing that it's not only gold, but it's silver too. So it's gold and silver, two things that man can't make. Only God can. They can't predict. That's why people acquired. It's like real estate. See, only God can make that real. Well, I know we can reclaim some ocean and stuff, but that's minimal compared to all the land surfaces we have. That's why real estate has always been that number one asset, that number one thing to get. That's why the word we teach, you know, don't be in debt, become debt free, you know. And so, you know, let's look at what, even though CNBC, I mean, you know, you got to look at what they are at least doing. It's that this is their prediction, not my prediction, but they say in a past report that when they're talking about 2023, and so we're just going back and getting some older clips and seeing, let's compare with what clips were saying, what they're doing now. But we know that this is already true. CNB said, attractive risk reward, gold to rally by a double-digit percentage in 2023. USB sets, okay? Well, guess what? It's over $2,000. And even Bloomberg said gold may top $2,000 as inflation lasts, mining veteran says. And that was reported, a headline by Bloomberg. Well, we see All these things are coming to pass. But see, your listeners, the average person, they're dealing with paying their bills, going to work, trying to keep track of what's true and what's not, but from all the propaganda that's being fed through them by our used to be media, which we, as you know, and have reported so well on tonight, we don't have that media anymore. It's having to reform. So it's the same thing. Where do they get their advice about where they need to secure their wealth that they're building? Where do they need to secure their future? Well, they need to secure it in real money. And technical study, now this is not me. These are some of the top financial experts that I follow, but everyone knows I've talked about Kitco before. Now getting all kind of data and everything. Kitco's been in years for years, and you get all your data and statistics about gold and so forth. But technical studies suggest gold prices could hit new record highs by fourth quarter of 2023. That's what Kitco is saying. Okay. Now, will they be right? Will they be wrong? Well, let's look at a little history, because I love looking at history. History is what convinced me that I needed to always have gold and silver as part of what my family and my children's children need to have. And they need to learn about gold. From 1970 to 1980 had a historic leap of 2,300%. That means from 1970 to 1980, that price soared in value, and it really almost tripled in value. So what should we be holding? Something that can't go bankrupt. Can't lose money in. But this is where you secure your wealth, learning about it. Well, let's look from 2000 to 2008. Well, gee whiz, gold triples in value again. Well, where should we have been putting our money? The stock market? Well, look how many times it's busted. Look how many times stocks have gone bankrupt. Look how many times your 401k and your IRA, look at people's 401k and IRA today, okay? Well, more reports. There are even many of these people out there. I'm not saying this is me. I'm just saying, let's look at what people are saying who are the so-called experts, who are the financial advisors. Even financial advisors now are saying, hey, gold could reach 3,000. It could reach 5,000. Well, why? Because of the BRICS currency displacing the dollar as the major trading currency of the world. It's called Absolutely. The BRICS Plus. And so, you know, I that last thing, a kind of graph I show up there is gold versus every other asset class. Gold versus Dow Jones Industrial Average versus the S&P versus the NASDAQ versus Bitcoin versus iShares, you know, that's the bond EFT. Okay. Well, if you look at that chart for this past basically year, you're going to see that gold outperforms everything. And what's the risk in gold? None. You can't go bankrupt. So
amazing.
And I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I do want to hit on your news story that is not being put out in the news. We've all heard this story. You know, if you take frogs and you put them in a pot, tepid water, and then you heat it up very, very slowly. Frogs just kind of swim around. It's getting a little warm and everything. But, you know, it gets to a point that it takes all their energy out. And as that pot gets hotter, a frog wants to jump out. We can't jump out. It doesn't have energy anymore. It's take the heat is all taken, and they boil. Well, see, we're the frogs. People with the dollars, our savings account. You know, they're going to this digital currency, and we're the frogs. We're going to participate in it. They're having, wow. You know, everybody knows about ATMs. You go to ATM, You pull out cash out so you can go spend cash. Well, they need to take the cash from you and me, and they need to collect it all. And so if they take it and try to take it from us, then, you know, we're going to revolt. Everybody's going to revolt. Well, guess what? They figured out a very deceptive ploy. Well, you have ATMs popping up all over the place right now, but it's called a reverse cash. Convert cash into a prepaid digital credit card. It's not even a credit card. It's a cash card. It's digital cash. You put in your cash, it spits out a digital card. You go spend with that digital card. Well, a lot of people I don't lose my money. Well, guess what, Brother Juan? Professor Toto, we are the frogs. We're just giving up our cash. Freely.
Wow.
I will never put cash in one of these stupid reverse ATM machines. And we need to boycott those things like we boycott Target, like we boycott Disney, like we boycott all of this woke world that we're being confronted with and being converted to. Pressure up a little bit tonight, Brother Bob.
I love it. So instead of us going to the ATM and pulling out cash, now we're going and giving our cash to them.
That's right.
Yep.
So they don't have to take it away from us. We're the frogs. We're the frogs.
Bob, I talked to a lady last night on the phone, and they have about $50,000 that they're converting in the next few days to gold and silver with our company. One of the things, guys, keep this in mind. If you don't get gold and silver through us, you're going to have to go to J.G. Wentworth. You're going to have to go somewhere else. And your gold is automatically going to lose value because you have to pay them a markup for them to stay in business. And so we provide a way to where you become a member of our gold buying club. You literally become a member and you get all the gold and silver you want. And you don't have to pay those exorbitant markups. You're not going to lose the value. And Bob, I'm assuming we've had over 1,000 patriots that have taken advantage of that. And I'm inviting you tonight, those that are watching, get smart. Don't be a frog. Prepare for tomorrow. Prepare for the future. And Bob, I really appreciate you're always such a fountain of knowledge here for us. But here's a QR code. You guys, we have just opened up more spots where you can call and free consultation. We will consult you. If you've got 401ks that you want to convert into gold, we can help you. So it's been a blessing for me, Bob. I know that. And I appreciate you coming tonight. And thank you for the updates. And, you know, I noticed the other day that the banks, somebody told me that China has increased their gold resources this year by 22%.
That's correct.
The gold that they have in storage now.
That is correct. And just look what Singapore has done. They more than doubled theirs. And they hadn't done that since basically 1960.
I believe they know something we don't know, sir. I believe these nations, you know, Germany several years ago, they just wanted an audit on their gold that the Federal Reserve was holding for them. And the Federal Reserve didn't even want to give them an audit. So Germany just said, well, send us all our gold back. You know, they know what time it is. So, Bob, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you, my friend. Maybe we can help a few more people.
That's right. And, you know, I know they need to click on that QR code there and get down and set an appointment. But they can also, you know, in the meantime, go to your godsmoney.info website.
Yes, sir.
Just information that just makes plain sense there. And and then set an appointment from there too. So they always have another place that they can go and then go back.
Absolutely.
To. Absolutely. Great, great little summary information. It's easy to understand and easy to understand.
And actually that QR code will bring them to godsmoney.info is what it does.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bob. Enjoy it. Give your sweet wife our love and give her a big hug from us. All right.
And back at you, Brother Vaughn. And okay. give Karen our best. Thank you, Professor Toto.
You're welcome. Good night, Mr. Bob. Folks, listen to me and listen good. We are living in a world of lies. You need something that's got foundation outside of that beastly system. Outside of that system to where you will not be able to buy or sell without that system. You need something to be able to buy and sell with. So listen, I want you to watch my lesson, how the president is above the law. And I want you to share it with people that don't understand. They buy that lie, hook, line, and sinker, that no one is above the law. Well, that's just not true. And make sure you watch Rule 29. Share it with your friends. It's on Rumble, YouTube, FHTV. We've got to get the truth out there, folks. All right? God bless you tonight. I'll be right back for a little afterglow to hang out with you guys and give you some information. And so I will be right back.
Considered when you spend your money at these mega corporations where it's going? Are you aware that your hard-earned money is being used to support political corruption, which leads to poor federal leadership, hurting our economy, contributing to the overall detriment of our society? This is heavy stuff to think about, I know, but it's time we fought back. Introducing Professor Toto's The Patriot Spying Club. Here, we are a club that gives you the power to invest in companies that uphold patriotic and conservative values your family can respect. Rather than spending your money with these major corporations, we've partnered with a direct consumer company that offers over 400 high-quality, sustainable, and effective products that can be delivered fast directly to your front door. So many patriots across America has joined us in this walkaway movement. Now, it's your turn. Go to www.byebyewalmart.com to join Professor Toto's The Patriots Buying Club today.
All right. Now, what I want to show you here is this is the afterglow, so we can all relax. Now it's family time. I think I'll start calling it Family Flow Afterglow. Family Flow Afterglow. I love that. All right, so I want to show you Miami, where we only had 20 people. There were four sides to that building. That was one side, packed all the way around that huge building. There was just as many. There was at least 2,000 to 3,000 on the side we were on, but there was only 20 people. I'm telling you, CNN reported there was maybe 20 people at that event. Folks, everything around you is a lie. Only God's word is truth. So anyway, thank you for joining me tonight. Let me say good evening to Great Bone Structure and Ruth Rosario and David Farrell and Elizabeth Brody, Sister Brody, Brother Alan Trost. Oh, he knows where Hamtramck is. All right. I reckon I'm pronouncing that right. Victoria Carter. Good evening. Good evening, Ange Garotsky. Good evening, Frank Couste. Always good to see you, Frank. Hello, Victoria. Hello, Patriot Concerned. Salty Sandy, Aponte Rising, Old Moonstones, Raphael Boo Boo, B. Marsh, CPA, Bleach Blonde. Let's see. Thanks, 52. Good evening to you. Good evening, Teresa Geschwinder and Connie Bacchius and Stacy Hoender. Mama Dodd. Hello, Mama Dodd. Shelley Penn and Sister Kathy Lawless. She said that you had good bandwidth on your camera tonight. Well, thank you. I'm actually using a new camera that I bought, trying to make it look better. Chelsea Gonzalez, hello. Angela Ziallo, and God bless you, Brother Thomas Shafflett, John Berlin, yo, 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 Brother Toto, Judy Colson, good evening to you. Sandy KM, lost in Illinois. Lady Fish 1, Danny Praise, Johnny Branham, Gidge. And folks, while we're here, let me show you something if I can. I want to show you the saddest thing. I just want to show you the world we live in now, just so you can be aware and always conscious of the world we live in. Let's see if I can pull this story up. I think I saved it. Yeah, I did save it. Here we go. I want to show you this story. Share my screen. This is just a sad deal from climate change, people. Watch this video. This is a Monet painting. Let's see. Hold on. When I saw this, I just could not believe what I was seeing. Look at that.
Situationen är akut. Vi kommer också drabbas av svält, vattenbrist, konflikter. Det kommer bara bli värre för länge tid att vänta.
Look at those demons, just demons talking through that girl. They took a priceless Monet painting, priceless, and smeared paint on it for climate change. I want to say this to all of you. Climate change is a doctrine of demons. Okay? It is a doctrine of demons. Climate change is a religion. Let me explain something to all of you. There is a new religion in the world, and it has its own Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, except it's called diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's the new Holy Trinity of this demonic religion of wokeism. Its Holy Trinity is diversity, equity, inclusion. That's the Holy Trinity, or the unholy Trinity, of this new religion of wokeism. They believe in climate change because they don't believe in a God that is able to keep what he built. They don't believe a God built this world. They believe that lizards built it. So therefore, they believe it's coming to a climactic end. That is Antichrist. That is a doctrine of demons. Anybody that does not, that believes that, let me show you the hypocrisy of climate change, people. Maybe you're watching me right now and you're all into climate change. I want to show you that you're a hypocrite. I'm going to show you that you're fake and there's nothing real about you. Okay? I'm going to do that with a picture. Okay? Hang tight. I'm going to put a picture on your screen. And I'm going to use this picture to make a very valid point. You know, I always try to make a valid point. There we go. Here's the picture. Get ready. If you believe that the earth is being destroyed, and it is, I'll be the first to say that the earth is in no kind of shape that it was in the garden, but I know there's coming a cure. It's called the millennial reign of Christ, when all of the earth will be healed and restored. But if you eat the things I'm fixing to show you in this picture, and you say that you care for the climate, you're fake. There is an aquarium of dirty water. On the left side, there's no oysters in that water. On the right side, it's filled with oysters. And you have clean water. Whenever you eat what the Bible forbids to be eaten, don't tell me you believe in climate change and that you're a climate concerned activist. If you were, you would quit eating everything that Yahweh created to preserve the earth. So you're a bunch of hypocrites. You don't believe in protecting our planet. The only thing you have to do to protect our planet is quit eating what God forbids you to eat. He created them to be the garbage cans of the world. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there for the bunch of fake climate change people that's out there. They don't care for the environment. They eat everything they're not supposed to that cleans up the environment. Rebelling against Yahweh, their God is their belly, according to the Word of God. So anyway, there's that. So I thought I'd throw that out there for you tonight. Let's see, anything else we need to talk about? Let's see, any questions? Let's see. That's right, Nancy Ruff. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. Well, we're getting ready to go to church tomorrow night. We're going to have a wonderful service for the Sabbath day. You're welcome to watch us. For those of you that don't know, it's been a very, we had another video that went viral. It's had over 1 million views now, and it's my sermon about Donald Trump that I preached last Friday night. Newsweek has run the story. Of course, Right Wing Watch has run the story. Newsmax has run the story. Also, many podcasters that has millions of followers have all ran that story, claiming that I said in the preaching video that I worship Donald Trump. Well, that's laughable. You folks know I didn't even like Donald Trump as a man before the election. So that's laughable. I don't worship Donald Trump. But they have eviscerated us over that video. And let me just set the record straight. They take a line out of that sermon. And here's what I said verbatim. I said, "You can call me a Trump worshiper all you want, but let me tell you what that Trump worship has done for me. It has blessed me." All right. So according to that, taken out of context, it sounds like I just said, "Let me tell you about my Trump worship." Folks, in the English language, there is syllogisms, there is euphemism, cynicism. There's so many ways to say something. I was being cynical with that statement. For example, let's say that you called me stupid, all right? Or I tell you what, let's say that you called me fat, all right? Which I am. But anyway, let's say I wasn't. Let's say I was skinny and you called me fat. Okay, well, if I know that I'm not fat, but I'm going to go along with what you're saying, I would say these words. "You can call me fat all you want to, but let me tell you what being fat did for me. It got me the most beautiful wife on planet Earth." Am I telling you that I'm fat? No, I'm telling you, if that's what you want to call me, this is the results of what you're accusing me of. So, bunch of dummies. Anyway, it is what it is. But I tell you what, they don't bother me at all. I'm right back at it tonight. Anyway, but anything else I need to talk about tonight? Anything else I need to talk about? Don't forget, we have an amazing Bible study every Saturday morning. I'll put up the QR code for you real quick. There's our Bible study link right there somewhere. Bam. No, bam, right there. And that's our Bible study link. Join us every Saturday morning, 10 o'clock Central, for amazing adventures in the Word. We would love to have you. It's live, face-to-face on Zoom. So make sure that you click right there and join us for Bible study. All right. Well, I suppose that's all for tonight. I hope you've been educated. Make sure you educate yourself about Rule 29. Somebody said, Janice Hardy said, read my comment. Janice, why don't you just give it to me again? Because I don't know where it's at. All right. Janice said, wait, I'm waiting, Janice. I'm not going anywhere, Janice. Amen. What time do y'all start service on Sunday? We don't have church on Sunday. That's the first day of the week. We have church on the Sabbath day, which is Friday night at 7 o'clock. Shane Sewell, I can't wait to see you tomorrow. My friend Teresa Robin, thank you for being with me tonight. I'm waiting on you, Janice Hardy, before I get off of here. You're going to make me start singing, Janice. Can I talk about the 37 tapes? Janice Hardy, I am so very sorry. Janice, that is so sad that her granddaughter tried to commit suicide last week. Janice, this generation is in so much trouble. I'm so, so very sorry. I will pray for her and for you and your family. Father, I ask you right now, wherever that young girl is, the spirit of this age that torments their minds, Father, I ask you to send your angels to where that precious one is right now. Protect her mind from the lies of the enemy. Preserve her mind. Father, I ask you to give a miracle to that young girl tonight. Father, you know right where she is. I'm asking you to dispel the darkness that comes into her mind. Father, I pray for her soul tonight, that you would draw her to you, that you would call her to salvation and sanctification. In the precious name above every name, Yahshua, I pray. Amen. I'll keep praying for her, Janice. I'm so sorry to hear that. This whole generation is in so much trouble. So, so, so much trouble. Oh, man, I worry about this generation. But you know, I have found out that no matter what happens in this life, we must put our faith in the Lord. We must know that He's our rock in a weary land. He'll never fail us. He's where we can stand secure. And where we can stand secure. It's the last solid place in the whole world. When all other ground is sinking sand, on Christ that solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me, yeah. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, or when I need a friend, I can go. To the rock. Amen. That's a rock we can stand on, everybody. That's a rock we can stand on. Hallelujah. Well, everybody, God bless you. May Yahweh's face shine upon you. I'll see you all next Tuesday night. Thank you for watching.